This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 97. Cops don't like it when you shoot them. Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sista.
I'm Pandalicious.
And I'm Magic Mystic.
Welcome to yet another episode of the ESH podcast.
You feel better now, Magic, taking my
I feel
line.
So much better than now. I had to wait 2 weeks for that. Well, actually, I've waited a lot longer than that. So
yes. I know.
You've been waiting for like 97 episodes for that.
Did it feel good, though? Did it feel good in your soul?
It felt great. Did it sound good?
It sounded good. Yeah. It sounded like you were definitely engaged.
You were very enthusiastic about the fucking best. Like, don't fuck with the best.
Don't fuck with me. Don't fuck with the best.
That's right.
Best,
you.
Best is the best. Don't mess. Don't screw.
Oh, no. Let's not go there. Let's come back.
I haven't heard that song in a really long
time. Let's come back. We don't want to go there. I'm done with school. Don't want to think about it ever again. All right, so if you've been listening to the podcast, you know that ESH is now part of the All Games Radio Network, where you can listen to shows by going to allgames.com, like ESH and Super Happy Fun Time Show.
Super Happy Fun Time Show!
You should probably be on their show. I think they would love to have you just do that every time they say the show title.
Super Happy Fun Time!
They'd have to say it a lot for me to be effective.
That's okay. I have no problem with that.
Just to say it once.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hi, Pandalicious. Super Happy Fun Time Show. Boom. Gone.
Exactly. I'll wait for them to start recording and I'll come to their Skypes and be like, Pandalicious here, and leave.
You would crash their podcast.
I would rate their
you would Skype jack them.
Yeah.
I'd be like, Pandalicious, bitch. I like Skype jacking. That sounds good. We should look more into this. But you should
like
also
ass crashing. Ass crashing sounds.
Like if we were like a video podcast, you know how like I don't know if you've seen it like on the YouTube, like that guy like where the hell is Matt something and he's like dancing in all these places. Like if like they were recording videos and like all of a sudden I just walked in with a panda mask on and danced and like walked out. It's like you just panderized and like laughed. That'd be really cool.
Also really cool, our show. And our website, www.electricsisterhood.com. You can check us out on the website, get new episodes of the podcast that you can listen to in any RSS viewer or subscribe to in podcasts. You can even get to our website by using our short address, which is
ESH.movie. That's
ESH.movie. You bitch!
She's all up in your shizzle, taking your lines.
Fine, she can do it. I'm done. I believe that. She takes my fucking, and then she takes my Moby.
I'm Pandalicious for the day.
Segment? Want to do my segment too?
I would, but I don't know anything about your topic. I was going to say what the topic was, but I figured you'd get mad because you're the one that wants to say what your topic is.
I know. That's why I didn't say
you're
it.
You're like, what the fuck? You took my topic too.
Well, ladies. Let's get back to the job at hand so we can talk about
it.
It's okay. We'll chase her down later. Okay? Does that make you feel better?
Hmm?
Yeah. We'll poke the little magic girl with a stick? Yeah? Feel better? Yeah? Okay.
If you find me.
I know. I don't know where she lives. I don't.
I have your address. I bought you a headset.
Yeah, you have my address. Try and find it. Try and make me be here when you get here, though.
Oh, well, I don't spend
like any time at home. At all, ever.
I know how to find you.
Talk to my mom. I decide from like saying hi like 10 minutes ago. I haven't seen her in like 3 days.
That's another podcast.
We live in the same house.
Moving on. you should definitely hit us up on our website by using the hit us up link, because we are giving away some copies of some software. Anybody want a copy of Frontline's Few of War? Maybe. For the Xbox 360 or for the PS2? We want some? I got some. I also got some t-shirts to give away, some random patches, and some other stuff. So I'm going to pick some random commenters. I'm going to float those comments around to the girls, and if you make them laugh, you're going to get free stuff. So definitely use the hit us up link and let us know that you're out there, and just shoot us a little funny line.
It's really easy to make us laugh, if you haven't noticed.
Yeah, I don't know if you've ever listened to the show or not. We pretty much giggle at pretty much... Like, I could see a kitten be like, oh, kitten, and then it sneezes, and I'll be, ha-ha, kitten's not a...
See? Boom. I didn't find that funny.
No, but if I had a picture of a kitten that I showed you that had a kitten booger, you'd laugh.
Yeah, see, I had the visual, because I'm you know, creative like that.
Yeah. So, moving right along, I'm going to hand the mic of 1,000 truths to the real...
No, it shouldn't go to me, because we have a joint thing. It should go to Magic first.
That's true. She's
She's actually giving up her rights.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
She's like, you took everything else I had. Why don't you just take the rest of my life?
Yeah.
Okay, but I'm not the kind of person you should say that to, because I'll be like, okay.
I know, and she'd take it, and then I'd be like, I have no life now, because Magic took it. No, take my spot, because me and Ninja have a joint topic, so...
Yes. Okay.
I thought you were about to say, well, me and Ninja have a joint, and I was like, what, we are? What?
My sweet gossip, babe. We don't... No, don't do drugs.
No, don't do drugs. Also, do not be on Dignation when they're in Amsterdam, because you will be tempted to do drugs, and you should not be tempted to do drugs.
It's like, what's this white powder? It's sugar. Now shoot it up your nose. Okay.
Wow, my sugar makes me dizzy. Wait,
drugs are bad. Because it's coke, bitch!
I can hear colors!
Whoa. That would suck.
And also colors? Indicate that that's some
Because Red would be like, I'm so angry. And Blue would be like, I'm very depressed. And Pink would be like, I'm gay.
Well, it would probably depend on what colors were around you. Because, I mean, if you were like, I don't know, like a Marilyn Manson concert, you would want to kill yourself.
I wonder what orange would say.
The reds and the blacks. Orange like, seems like it would be probably...
Orange would probably be pretty content. Be like, hey, I'm orange. What's up?
Yeah, so. Orange would be chill. Orange would be chill.
All right. So it was
probably
like
probably with you know, dreads and Birkenstocks.
Oh my god, it would totally be a pothead.
And yeah, orange would be
And
a
it would
pothead.
Hang out with green. It would hang out with
orange
green.
Orange would totally
brown.
Hang out with green. Orange and green are tight.
Yeah. Sorry.
Let's come back.
I thought that was fun.
I don't want to come back. This is fun.
We gotta leave the land of colors. We gotta talk about video games and anime and manga and other stuff. Because
Back to the land of Ash.
Leave the land of colors.
Text me later, okay, Orange?
Green, I heart you.
I don't even know what to say.
Alright, so go on, Magic. All right. Tell us what you got to tell us.
Alright, so I'm going to talk about an anime called Nen the Sign.
Okay.
And that
what's
is spelled
mean?
About... What's it mean? Well, Nen the Sign was a titaness who got it on with Zeus and ended up being the mother of the muses.
Oh... That
but
one.
I'm pretty sure that doesn't have a whole lot to do with the anime, so I don't know. Maybe there's a hidden meaning. I've only seen the first 3 episodes of 6 because they're not all out yet.
Okay.
And the wicked cool thing about this series, even though it's only 6 episodes, I was like, boo, it's only 6 episodes. And then I started watching it, and it's 45-minute episodes.
Okay.
So
with
it's
no
pretty
commercials.
Much... No, right? With no commercials. Yeah, it's 45 minutes with commercials. So, it's an odd time slot, you know?
Right.
So basically, it's this show starts out. I'm like, I have no idea what this is. I haven't heard about this from anyone. I was, you know, tooling around, and I found it. What's this? So it starts out, and there's this chick in nothing but a bathrobe in a stairwell, and she's running the fuck away from this other chick in a cat suit with a gun. I was like, okay, I kind of like this. This is cool.
Cat girls with guns, you know, so, I'm there.
I think she stole her catnip. She was pissed.
Oh, God, hilarious. Anyways, so she's running the fuck away. You know, she gets to the top of the stairway, busts her way out onto the roof. She's like, oh, fuck, I'm on the roof. I ran up because I'm an idiot white girl, you know, in a horror movie. So,
yep.
There's a big chain link fence around the top of the building, but she hops over it and she's on like the edge of the roof, and she, you know, goes running the fuck, and she leaps and tries to get to the next roof over, and she ends up like hanging from her fingertips on the edge of that building, when this, you know, this other chick comes out on the roof and starts like shooting at her. So, you know, she's hanging by her fingertips and she gets shot in the shoulder. So she's hanging by one arm, and I'm like, oh God, oh God. I don't even know who anybody is at this point, you know?
She's like, you are definitely going to be a dead chick.
Yes, pretty much. She's like, oh, you're screwed. I hope you weren't like a hero.
I'm sorry, but if I was seeing this in a movie theater, I'd probably be like, you going to die.
You going to die. You going to die. Okay, so anyways, the chick in the cat suit, you know, shoots her. Oh God, she's shot. She falls, you know, falls through just falls. you know, there's shit on the side of buildings, wires and crap, mm-hmm. and she just falls through all that and whatever. So, you know, she's like, you know, her fingertips are on the edge of the building and stuff, and she's slipping.
No, oh no, oh no.
And then, you know, her hand lets go, and her severed hand falls next to her body, which is already on the ground. I was like, I like this series already.
Wait a minute.
I found
she
my
falls,
series.
And the only thing left on the side of the building is her hand, and then her hand falls off.
Yeah, I was like, what the crap? Didn't I just see her fall? Why is her hand still? Oh,
wait, so the other chick shot her hand off.
Shot her arm, like right below the elbow, like severed the arm. She fell off the building.
Owie, that's an owie.
That was a pretty good hand. Like,
yeah, her hand was still holding on for like a few more seconds, and then that fell off.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a doctor or anything, but that definitely, that's gonna hurt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was only a flesh wound?
Yes, only a flesh wound. Don't you bleed on me.
But anyway.
So, you know, that's the opening scene. Then you go through your credits, and there's this chick, and she wakes up in bed, and, you know, she reaches for her glasses, and then you remember that there were glasses on the roof of the building that the chick with the gun just, you know, sort of stepped on and crunched, and I was like, you know, maybe this is like a foreshadowing.
Right.
She can't find her glasses now, and you know her glasses are gonna get broken later after mm-hmm. she dies.
Right.
So you know she wakes up. She turns out to be this chick named Rin, who's sort of like a private detective, I want to say, but okay. She's one of those anime characters that runs a jack of all trades kind of business.
Okay.
Uh huh.
Because it starts out in her case is that she has to find a missing cat.
Right.
I was like, wow, this was awesome right until the missing cat part. So she ends up, you know, she's running around the city, you know, hitting up all of our contacts and stuff and looking for this cat. And you know, she's on an overpass over the highway, and there's like this explosion down the highway. And so, you know, she goes to check it out, and people are like, oh my God, they swerved to avoid that cat, and then it like exploded. And you know,
wait, the cat exploded?
No, the truck exploded because they swerved. But no, you know, being me and, you know, knowing the stuff that I watch, I was like, oh my God, maybe it's like a robot cat, or it's like, you know, a biological hazard cat or something.
Biological hazard cat is happy.
Yeah, you know, or like it shoots lasers out of its eye, or mutants, or it's an alien or something. So, you know, everyone's like, oh my God, are they okay? Are they okay? And she like asks somebody who's standing there looking, and she's like, where'd the cat go? It went off that way. You know, so she goes after the cat again. You know, she's looking for the cat, and she ends up coming across this guy who's being harassed by suits. And, you know, suits are always bad, especially right. when they, you know, they're like the Men in Black or
the
agents or just generally bad.
Right.
You don't want to get harassed by suits.
Fuck the man.
Yeah, you know, one of these guys just shoves her out of the way, and she's like, oh, fuck that, because she falls down, and then she gets back up, and she whoops all of their asses in a wicked, wicked, cool way. And, you know, and so this guy is just kind of standing there. You know, he's, like, plain clothes. He's just got a ratty t-shirt and like, khakis on. And she's like, well, you know, what's up with you? So she brings him back to her office, and he's like, I have all of these memories, and I know I'm this guy, Mino, that's his name. Mm-hmm. But it feels wrong somehow. My life feels off. And so she helps him try and figure out who he is, which leads her to this pharmaceutical company, which, you know, pharmaceutical companies are always shady too.
Yeah.
And it ends up turning out that he's not Mino. He's a clone of Mino. And this chick Sayara is looking for a way to become immortal. And she's been cloning Mino and, like, stealing his organs and just, you know, bad shit.
So she's Rin and Mino. Mining Mino.
What?
She's been mining Mino. Okay.
So Rin and Mino end up breaking into the pharmaceutical company, and this chick Sayara ends up capturing Rin. And she's like, thank you for bringing Mino back. So you find out that Mino was in the truck that crashed.
Okay.
Because he was alone. They were transporting, you know, materials in this truck.
Uh-huh. Am I sensing, like, quotations? Materials.
Yeah, there were. I did the quotations. So, anyways, let's see. So they get captured, and Rin ends up being tortured by Sayara, who's apparently a sadist of the highest degree.
Nice.
Because
obviously she's mining children for their vital essence.
Not a child. He's like a guy, right? Like, he's not a boy, is he?
Mino's a guy, yeah. He's like, okay. I don't know, 20.
Okay.
But she ends up getting, like, pierced to death. And I'm not talking, like, here, have a pole through your chest. I'm talking, like, have a few eyebrow piercings, have a few lip piercings, have a few in more uncomfortable places.
Ow! Ow! Yeah, so, not like, liking
like,
this.
You see her, and she's got, like, hooks through her, like, kneecaps, and just everything is pierced.
Ooh, a reverse suspension? That's fucked up.
Oh, yeah, by the way, this doesn't censor anything, so you can pretty much, you know, you see her breasts several times over the course of the series. And
Do they pierce her boobies, too?
This lady pierces her to death. She pierces everything.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
Ow. Again. So
anyway.
Yeah. Not a doctor, but ow.
Yeah, so Rin wakes up in the morgue. So it turns out Rin really was the chick at the beginning. And she can, if not survive these things, but she can come back. So this is the part that really freaks me out. She busts herself out of the sliding morgue thing, you know, and she's sitting on the slab and she's pulling out the piercings.
Ow!
And she reaches in between her legs and yanks a chain out. And I'm just like, oh God! So I'm liking the series more and more.
You just lost me. Sorry.
Like, hey, look, a dove. Pass me some ping pong ball, shall we?
The absolute worst thing about this scene is she hops off the slab and one of her ankles is, like, broken, so she just, it kind of crunches and twists. And okay, now I've got a big problem with ankle injuries in things, because you remember Saw 2?
No,
I never saw any of the Saw movies.
Okay, well, in Saw 2, Donnie Wahlberg ends up pulping his foot to get himself out of an ankle shackle. And then he starts walking around on his pulped foot. And it's making these horrible, creaking, crunching, wet noises that are just gross. But my big problem was a week before I saw that movie in theaters, I fell down the stairs and severely sprained my ankle. So I'm watching this scene, and all I can feel is the most incredible sympathy pain ever. So because of that, every time I watch that movie, and every time I watch any movie where there's like a scene where somebody's trying to walk around on a broken ankle, I like clutch my leg and like scream in pain. Because aww. I still remember it like really vividly.
Oh, poor magic.
Yeah, so ankle injuries, not happy magic. Sad magic.
Sad magic.
Anyways.
So she's hopping around on this busted ankle.
No, her ankle heals. Her ankle heals. There's green glowing light in her ankle heals. But I was like, before she healed it. So anyways, you know, bad shit happens. There are zombies. And
zombies.
Yeah, they're zombies. Well, she's trying to, well, not real zombies, I don't think. They're just, like, the remains after this chick, Sayara, has been, like, removing body parts and stuff. So these people are, like, out of their mind in pain and just kind of shambling about.
I like the zombie
imagery, so. Especially since she's going after Immortal Life.
Right.
You know, so she goes after Sayara, throws Sayara to the zombies, blows up the pharmaceutical company. Yay!
Right.
That's the first episode.
Holy fuck.
That's the first
episode. I thought that was like two episodes.
No, that's the first episode. I was like, this is going to be the greatest series ever. So this happens in 1990. I don't know why that was... Oh, I do know why that was important. But at this point, I didn't know why that was important. So the next episode takes place in 1991, a year later. And, you know, Rin's hired to find this rare postage stamp and just, you know, shit's happening. And Mino ends up working with Rin. And he meets this girl named Yuki, who's looking for an angel. Her brother goes missing, and she remembers seeing this silhouette on her. She lives in, like, an apartment building. She remembers seeing a silhouette out on the balcony that sprouted wings and flew away.
Okay.
And so Mino's looking for this angel, and then there are these killings where all these people are dying, and they're in their blood, the word angel is spelled out, like, on the wall.
Okay.
Yeah, so it just keeps going. It's just very interconnected. Like, I'm downplaying a lot of the, like, talks to this person, and he says, I don't know, maybe that person... It's got a lot of, like, James Bond to it.
Okay.
But a lot of, like, the footwork, not, like, the I'm sexy, give me, you know, shaken, not stirred.
Right.
And, you know, you find out that Rin and Mimi, this girl who's her assistant at work, and they're totally a lesbo couple, but I'm not going there, are immortal.
Because
they ate this thing called a time spore. And now they can see this giant tree in the sky and these floaty spore things everywhere that nobody else can see. Uh-huh. And they're immortal. They cannot die. But they have a mortal enemy, which are these angels. Because women, when they eat the time spores, become immortal. Men, when they eat the time spores, become super
angels?
Powerful. Yeah, they become super powerful, but very short-lived, and they call them angels because they've got the, you know, wings.
Okay.
Yeah, so it turns out, you know, that Yuki's brother had been turned into an angel, and there's this plot to assassinate the prime minister or someone, which is the postage stamp, because this guy is called the stamper or something stupid.
The stamper.
He only accepts his assassination payments in stamps.
Whoa.
And Yuki's brother was a hacker, and he found out that this was going on, and he went to kill everyone that got him involved in this and ended up turning him into an angel.
Okay.
But it turns out that Rin and Mimi, as these immortal women, are sexually attracted to the angels.
Oh.
And the angels are attracted to them, but the angels are, like, designed to kill them.
Right.
So they're, like, inexorably attracted to the one thing that can kill them.
Oh.
Yeah. And then there's this guy, Apos, which I haven't figured him out yet, because he seems to maybe be an angel, but he doesn't have the, like, mindless...
I want to kill these
and
immortal...
Yeah, I've never seen him with wings, but he talks to Rin. Well, he doesn't actually talk to Rin. They've got this, like... chess game going on with their lives kind of thing, where he and Rin never actually interact, but he sends people after Rin all the time.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, like, that chick with the gun, she
was sent
like,
by
did,
that
did
guy.
Apo sent you? Did Apo sent you? And she never admits to it. She's like, you know, the customer's confidential kind of thing, but you know
right.
that he did. So it's just, it's wicked, wicked cool. And,
maybe he is an angel, but he doesn't want to, like, he doesn't want to be attracted to her and then kill her, so he sends other people to try to kill her.
Or he's an angel that's lived long enough that he knows how to make, you know, because it's like, the thing about the angels is they burn really brightly and then gutter out. Maybe he's just learned to moderate
his
energy.
He wants to save himself out.
Yeah,
he wants
maybe
to
he's learned to...
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know his story. I'm hoping we find out before the end, though.
That would suck if you never find out.
Yeah,
and he's
that
like
would
the Charlie's. He's the Charlie's. He's the Charlie of Charlie's Angels with, you know,
but,
angels.
But wanting to kill the
No, but like Apos is a pretty cool villain because you see him whenever you see him and he's like talking sinisterly in very ambiguous terms about his plans. He's sitting in front of a chessboard and across the chessboard from him is this girl who, you know, she has to be immortal because she's got a blindfold on and she's chained to a chair. Whoa. But this chair has swords through it. So this chick is just sitting here with swords through her body.
Still play? Is she still managing to play? Well, or is
actually,
she like dead?
She's just kind of out of it and moaning. But he talks to her and like, you know, like caresses her face and is like telling his plans to her and shit. And she's just you know, just totally like out of it.
As well, yeah, she's got swords through her. By fucking swords would be.
Yeah. So, anyways, and then you know, this is on. The first episode takes place in 1990. The second episode takes place in 1991. The third episode takes place in 2011.
Oh!
A little bit of time jump there.
So, time jump. Yeah, Mino's an old guy now. And he ended up getting married to the chick who asked him to look for the angel. And he's had a son with her.
Oh!
And, you know, the new case is that there's this disease that hasn't really shown up since the World War. And, like, Rin kind of remembers it and stuff because she was alive back then.
Yeah, she was there.
But you end up finding out that Apos visited Sayera and saved her before she died. Remember her?
Oh.
Yes.
And so Sayera has been working on a biological weapon to kill off everyone who's not immortal.
So then they know where all the immortals are, and then she can steal their life. Or figure, like,
No. She just, you know, she's like, I'm sick of hiding in the shadows and blah, 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 blah.
Is she immortal too?
Sayera, she is now. That's what I said. Oh. Apos saved her. But here's the thing. Apos gives her the time seed or whatever it's called.
Mm-hmm. Right.
After she's been, like, mortally wounded. And this time seed constantly returns your body to the condition it was in when you initially ate it.
So she constantly returns to being fucked up.
So she's permanently fucked up. So she's like in constant pain and she's like really, really pissed at Rin about it. And you know, it just bad shit happens. And to save Rin from Sayera, Mino ends up eating the time seed that came from
becoming an angel,
and he becomes an angel to save her because he can't do it. The only thing that can kill this chick, Sayera, is an angel.
She's an angel because she's immortal.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, he turns into an angel, and it's so sad because he and Rin totally—if she wasn't immortal—totally would have gotten it on.
Because he'll want to kill her, even though he's going to become attracted to her.
It's terrible. So there's this really, really sad moment where they both kind of give in and they're like making out. And I'm like, well, it's nice that you finally have an excuse to let that go. But at the same time, don't fucking let it go. He'll fucking kill you and then feel guilty about it.
Yeah.
So in the end, he ends up dying and Rin's really sad. And it's like, I've only seen this guy for 3 episodes, and I'm, like, crying, and Rin and Mimi are, like, really upset because he knew who they were, like, fully knew who they were, and wasn't scared of them kind of thing.
Right.
So it's just like, oh, my God. You know, it's just wicked sad. So I can't wait for the next episode because that one's supposed to take place in 2025. So that'll be another 14 years later.
Mm-hmm. Holy shit.
And it's wicked funny to see because in episode 1 in 1990, they're doing their footwork with pagers and payphones, and Rin being the computer hacker person, you know, is talking about Yuki's brother's machine. His like she calls it like a monster machine, and she's like reading off the specs and stuff. And I couldn't help but giggle because that thing had less like power to it than a calculator. She's like, oh my God, this thing's like massively cool and, you know, like top of the line. He had to have constructed this himself. And I was like, I don't even know computers that well, but I know like 200 megabytes of RAM is, you know, not that great.
There was a time that's a shitload of RAM.
Yeah, no, I know.
There was a time.
So
and
it's,
then long,
it's really
long ago.
Interesting. It's really, really interesting to see the time jump, like the changes in clothing, the changes in hairstyle, the changes in the way they do things. Mm-hmm. So I just, I mean, on top of the violence and the immortal thing and the
chain
emotional,
and
emotional, you
and
know,
the chain and the pussy. Terrorism.
Yeah.
See, I was trying to be nice and say hootenanny, and you just went straight to the P word.
Yeah, because you're putting a, someone put a chain in her J-hole.
In her vajay-hole?
Her vajay-hole. Sorry.
I gotta say, I don't think I've ever heard that one before.
I just made it up.
So, basically, this is a wicked fucked up series. But
I like it.
At the same time, it's got really hilarious scenes. Like when Mino and Rin are breaking into the pharmaceutical company, they end up crawling through an air duct, and they're trying to get behind some lasers. And so Rin like scrunches herself up and like slides under these lasers, you know, so that she doesn't set off alarms and shit. And you know, she's like wiggling a little bit and trying to get by and stuff, and he's right behind her and stuff, so he's, you know, had his face in her ass the whole time.
Right.
And she ends up setting it off because she can't get her ass under the laser. And she just kind of collapses on her face, and she's like, God damn it. And then he's like, she's like, don't say a word. And it's just all sorts of really hilarious scenes like that. So it's like, it's got really funny shit, and it's got really serious shit, and really emotional shit, and really, like, horrendously
fucked up
disgusting,
shit.
Scary shit, all at the same time. So I really, really love this series. And I highly recommend it to anyone who's doesn't have a gag reflex.
I want to watch
okay.
This. This sounds cool.
Pass the mic.
All right, so...
I think we're done.
Well, who wants it? You guys got a joint. You got to get... here, I'll just set it up
in the middle.
I'm going to set up the mic of 1,000 truths on its little tripod-y thing and point it in your general direction. What are you guys going to do with it?
Excellent. So you guys know that I've been kind of working on a series called The Good, The Hmm, and The Wickedly Awesome, talking about video game franchises. And as we came together to record the show today, I found that one of the focuses of one of the topics that I'm talking about is also something that Panda is talking about as well. So,
yeah.
In case you haven't heard, which I'd be really, really surprised if you hadn't, we're going to talk about Grand Theft Auto. So,
well, they wouldn't have heard that you guys were going to talk about it, but...
But they if you haven't heard about Grand Theft Auto 4, and you've been
living under a rock.
Yes.
Oh my god, GTA 4! That would be funny. If someone could make one of those, that would be pretty awesome. But, anyway.
So, I'll let you start, Panda, and I'll just sprinkle in my bits of knowledge here and there and continue to drink my Coca-Cola.
All right, then. Well, I mean, you guys all know that I am a WoW addict. And if I'm not sleeping or at school or out with my friends, I'm usually immersed in my game and will not move for 4 or 6 hours in a day.
And sometimes when she's out with friends or family, she will also be playing WoW.
Yeah.
Hold on, guys. I just need to check my options.
Oh, I'm not really playing. I just logged in to talk to this one person 3 hours later. I'm still not playing.
Do you remember that day? You're like, yeah, I'm just checking my auctions. Oh, God, no, I forgot my mouse. I can't check my auctions.
I know, I couldn't. And I was like, ah, fuck it. I got off.
You were
anyway,
so upset.
I was. Because I always bring my setup, but I didn't have it, so whatever. But this game, you know, GTA 4 has actually pulled me away from the WoW.
Which I have right there. It's a fucking phenomenal game. All right, podcast done.
But no, well, yeah, it's an awesome game, and yes, it's been able to help me, you know, curb my addiction, because now I wake up at 6 in the morning to play GTA instead of.
Well, that's okay. All right, so we're just refocusing addiction.
Yeah.
I'll take
but it. I can't carry around my Xbox with me to like school. So like it's only going to be when I'm home. Which means I might stay home a lot more. But which might be nice for Esh Mom. But anyway, If you guys don't, you know, play GTA, and for the most part, I didn't play until this game. Eshmom was going to Best Buy, and she'd asked me if I wanted anything, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna curve in. I'm gonna buy one. Because you were ragging on the fact that I've never played one in my life. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to play one. And I'm going to see what the big deal is. And OMG. OMG. the controls, like gameplay, for those who've probably played on the PS2, obviously on the Xbox 360, you probably have about this, you have more buttons, and the analog sticks are all fucked up.
And yeah.
You have to use your buttons and your triggers, and you pretty much use...
I got my buttons and my triggers, and then got shoulder buttons all up in that shit.
Man.
Wait, the triggers and shoulder buttons are different? Jesus.
Like you have a right button, a left trigger, and a right trigger.
Yeah, and then you got four color buttons.
I prefer to stick with L1, L2, or R1, R2, because the whole moving from a trigger to a shoulder button just doesn't seem like it'd be nice.
No, you got left button, right button, left trigger, right trigger. Then you also have the four candy color buttons. Then you have a left thumbstick and a right thumbstick, and then you also have the D-pad.
Yeah,
that's very similar to the PlayStation setup.
But it's bigger, and the left analog stick is higher up than the right one.
They're not parallel.
So, you know, because then the direction pad is like right under the analog stick.
Yeah, the left analog stick.
So I mean, and I actually got the special edition.
High five for special edition, baby. You've been rocking a keychain. I've been rocking my keychain.
No, I gave it to is it Brother from Another Mother, or is he just Hot Mess? Yeah, Hot Mess was with Eshmom, and he was like, oh, I want the keychain. I'm like, fuck no, you don't get the keychain. But I'm like, oh, you can have the keychain. I'll have the bag and the lockbox. But
you gotta put the game in your lockbox.
Yeah, we have all the GT, because he had some GT games.
Yeah,
so we
put
all the GTA games in the lockbox.
Yeah.
But, and it comes with, you know, the special edition comes with the lockbox, two keys, a little soundtrack of some of the songs that will play on your radio.
Mm-hmm.
I love the radio option.
Yeah.
But, you know, a little black book that I think has some pictures and some manual-esque things in it.
Yeah. All right, so I'm going to jump in your shizzle here for a second, because I kind of want to talk about the game controls as a person who's actually played GTA. From GTA 1 through the current version of GTA, there have been a lot of people that have been bitching and moaning about how you can control cars in the game.
Man.
Alright, so here is my two cents. I fishtail way, 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 way more in this version of the game when I'm driving around than in any other game that I've played for GTA. But with that being said, I enjoy driving around a whole lot more now. Especially with the radio stations, because there are so many of them, they are so diverse.
Yeah, the radio stations were always fun, but it sounded like they were definitely amping them up for this one.
Big time, big time.
Because, believe it or not, if you listen to certain stations, they're actually, like, I know, I think it's like 102.7, whatever, like the beat, 102.7, mm-hmm. actually, I think, has one of the announcers from, like, Jam 94.5 around here.
Yeah, I remember hearing that.
Yes.
So there are actual radio personalities who are being the radio personalities for the game.
They brought in some actual radio personalities and some DJs to actually come in and create the playlists for those radio stations. I don't know if you've done it yet, but one of the things that you can do is as you're listening to a radio station and you're driving around in a car, you can actually have Nico pull out his cell phone and dial a number. I believe it's 948-555-0100. And it will actually bring up the Zips service, and it will just say, hey, you've called Zips. Let me listen to that track that you're listening to, and I'll tell you what it is. And it will literally then send you a text message with the song track title and the artist name.
That is cool. So I haven't tried that yet.
Yeah, as you're driving around, you can actually get the number when you go to the Internet Cafe, which is still named Twat, which I still think is wrong.
Twat.
It is. It's T. Have you gotten to the point where you got...
No, I have not gotten there yet.
Okay, so at a point in time in the game, you actually get set up with an email address. And you have to go to the Internet Cafe so you can actually set up your account and start reading and sending email. And when you do that, you'll actually get submissions that are sent to you that you can choose to accept or not through email. And the email cafe, just like it was in GTA 3, is called TWAT. T-W and the at symbol.
TWAT. That's where it's TWAT.
I love the sense of humor in GTA.
Oh, it is. If you pay attention to the radio stations, like, what? There's like this one station where it's like, yeah, I had this thing up my ass. So what? And it's like they go through the like, silly.
No, I remember hearing things like that. I've heard though, if you steal cars from New Yorkers, some of them yell, "I'm late for therapy." Is that true?
Yes, some of them do. And one thing that I found that I didn't remember, and I don't know if this is true in previous games or if it's just this one. Sometimes if you hijack a car and you don't give the passenger that's in the car a chance to get out of the car, they stay in the car and they scream as you're driving down the road. Like, I hijacked this car and I kept hearing this scream and I thought, fuck, do I have somebody stuck underneath my bumper? I'm like, that would be funny. And I couldn't realize where this woman's scream was coming from every 5 seconds. And so I finally stopped the car and I realized, oh, fuck, there's a bitch in the passenger seat. So I opened the door and she's like, you are retarded. And she's like, you freak. And she jumps out the car, and then she starts running down the road, flailing around, going, still screaming. I'm like, oh, that's it. So I backed up over, because I'm like, I need to shut this bitch up, because she's driving me nuts.
Now, in the other games, like, if you steal someone's car, and they're close enough to, like, try to get back in it or grab at you, did they ever grab onto the car, and, like, you could drag them?
Uh-huh, and they still do in this game. So if you don't take off fast enough,
what the hell?
And the thing is, it varies from person to person. So there's some people that you steal their cars, and you'll literally hear them say, you know what, it's not worth it, take this piece of junk, and they'll just walk away. But if you grab somebody that's, like, completely tweaked out their car, like, I've been rolling around in Bohan, which is basically the Bronx, and so there are some people in the barrio who have tweaked out their cars, so they're rolling on, like, gold rims, they got custom paint jobs. I find that those people are less likely to
let go of their car.
Yeah. Like, one of the guys literally came up and started to try and pull me out of the car, and I was like, fuck you! And so I shot him. And then some dudes in the car behind me, I guess it was part of his posse because they were all wearing the same jumpsuit, pulled out guns, and I was like, shit, those fuckers are gonna shoot me. I was like, I should probably go. Like, yes, the Bronx is definitely different than Broker.
In terms of driving, like, I know you said that you fishtail. Like, I'm actually a very, very careful driver. Like, I drive slow. I stop at the stoplights. And,
I mean, stop at the stoplights if I'm in a mission. I pretty much don't stop at the stoplights if I'm not on a mission. I pretty much blow through them all. And
the only time that I go through them is when I have a wanted level and I'm trying to escape the police. In terms of driving, though, when you're driving across the bridge, like, if you don't stop at the right point on the bridge to pay the fucking $5 for a fucking, like, toll fee. What the fuck is that?
It ain't cheap.
No.
Even the Tobin Bridge is like $3.50.
Yep.
I know.
Nope,
$5. But anyway, I was in a Hummer. I stole this Hummer from like this chick who shouldn't have been in a Hummer. But I was on my way to South. I was on my way to Bohem, and I was easing up to pay my money, and I just tapped the beam that comes down. And all of a sudden, I had, like, 2 wanted levels, and I'm like, what the fuck? And there was a cop behind me, so I stop, right?
Go!
Because I was like, I was gonna fucking pay! So, like, I get out, and they bust me.
Of course they're gonna bust you! Run, bitch, run! You can't freaking negotiate with the popo, you're back!
Oh, because sometimes they just bust you, and then sometimes they shoot your ass.
Sometimes, yeah, they do. You can't. Like, no, whenever you get the popo on you.
I'm gonna self-defense you.
Yeah. Whenever you have the popo on you, bitch, you just run.
Man, it was bad. I was doing a taxi fare, because there are missions where you, when you're working for your cousin Roman, you know, he runs a taxi service, so you have to go pick up these people. And this person was like, I really need to get back to Broker really fast. And he's like in Broham, so you have to like go across the bridge. So I'm like, fuck, we have to blow this pole so I can get this fucker to his place, because, you know, if you go too slow, he gets out and you lose. So I'm like, fuck. So, of course, I managed to get him to his place. He gets out, he pays me. I'm like, fuck, I still have water levels. So I'm like busting around. I like ran over like five people. I'm like, this is horrible. So I get out my car and I start running. I freak out. And I'm running. And I'm running. And these cops are like, we're going to shoot. You know, they're like, you know, you can't resist the arrest. We're coming for you. You're surrounded. And like, I like
climb
over.
Why didn't you get out of the car? You
I'm one of the
dying black chick, because that's the one mistake.
I am the dumbest criminal.
They get the fuck out of the car.
I swear to God, I am the dumbest criminal.
So
I run. I'm like, all of a sudden, like five cars come out of nowhere, and they've got me surrounded. I've got nowhere to go, and they all start walking towards me, and I'm all like, oh, maybe they're just gonna bust me. They all start shooting at me. I've got no gun out. And they kill my ass, and they steal all my shit.
Yep, because every time you get busted, they take all the weapons
take all
that
you got.
Have, and they take some of your money.
I know, for a bribe. I'm like, are you fucking kidding?
I'm like, you fucking shot me! What kind of bribe is this? I would be so bad and so I'm upset with you taking my money and my guns if you didn't fucking put me in the hospital. All right.
And, But I like driving.
All right,
I like
so driving. Here are some things that I'm going to share with you about my experience on GTA. Some things that I've learned the hard way. Some things I've learned the easy way. Number one, if you have to steal a cop car, make sure that you've already plotted your getaway. Maybe don't be facing the dead end of a dead end street when you shoot cops. Because when you shoot cops, they bring in air support.
For real?
And they fucking chase you across the bridge. It's not like when you do something else and you only got like a one or two wanted level and they have just that area, that circle that you got to get out of.
Right.
When you shoot a cop, the entire GPS nav, which is over in the left corner, yeah, that all turns red and blue because they will fucking chase you across the borough. So you got to make it across the borough. So you should already know how to get to the fucking bridge and be prepared to blow through that motherfucking toll. Because when you shoot cops, yeah, they kind of get pissy.
No, really? So I heard, though, in old GTA games, like if you shot cops and you had the heat on you, if you walk into a clothing store and like buy a hat, like a watch, you lose heat. And you come out and they're like, and like the cops are all still kind of there, but they're all like, where'd the guy go? And they're like, leave.
Yes.
Because of the fucking hat.
Yeah, I don't know if that works so much in this one, but yeah, in previous games you could do that. So you could just go back and buy another shirt, and when he came out, they'd be like, I guess he's gone. We've got to find that guy. And then they would all disperse at the same time. Not so hot on this game. Another thing that I kind of like is how the GPS system is used.
I know! It makes tracking down enemies that you kill off the construction sites a lot easier to find.
Yeah, a whole lot easier to find because you basically have a GPS and you can do a waypoint. We basically plug in where you want to go and it plots a course for you. And depending upon the car that you've stolen, because you don't
sometimes
really
it talks to you.
Cars, it'll talk to you. And so it'll be like, right turn in 0.4 miles. And you'll be like, yeah, I got a GPS. And you forget.
Yeah, but you have a GPS no matter what car you're on, or even if you're
like, but when it doesn't talk to me, I always kind of feel like I'm poor and I'm broke. So when I steal a car that has one that talks to me, I feel all important, and then I realize I don't own this car. I stole it.
It's really funny hearing you guys talk about this because I haven't played a GTA since the first one. So.
Oh, it's a hoop. I'm having
Apparently they've upgraded quite a bit since then.
Quite a bit. So first of all, you're not conformed to just an overhead view of the game. You actually have third person. You can put it into an overhead view if you want and go old school on it, but you can actually have first person view of stuff. They've incorporated some of the mechanics, like you can actually, when you're in firefights, you can hide behind things and use them as cover, and so you can peek out. One thing that I've had difficulty with is how to change between targets, because you can actually hold the left trigger on the Xbox and focus in on a target, so you can kind of lock on, very much like a Devil May Cry, and follow that person around. And you can flick the right thumbstick to move in between targets, but I find that my flicker, it don't flick as fast as I need it to. So
yeah,
I tend to use a semi-automatic more than anything else. Although I recently have got myself a shotgun, and I feel pretty good. One of the things that I think that makes GTA wickedly awesome is that at no point in time does it try or even pretend to be anything but a game for adults? I mean, right off the start, when you start the game, you've got naughty language, you're dealing with gray areas, mixed morals, you're fucking people up, and it makes no attempt to try and dial itself back. It just goes full force for the raunch. I mean, literally within the first hour of playing the game, I took a chick bowling because I wanted to get in her pants because I just got off the boat and I hadn't got any pussy. So I literally...
You have a shell on your first date?
Apparently the
No, I got a kiss though on my first date.
Apparently today's podcast is just totally uncensored.
Yeah, pretty much. Because it's brought to you by TTA4. But literally, and so I'm like, okay, alright, so obviously I'm going to try to bang this chick. I got her by the second date.
Yeah, me too.
And she says the worst stuff. Like, you don't actually get to see.
I know! It's not very sexy. She's just,
you're special. Like, oh my god, you're special. Tell me more things about your life. And you're just like,
that's so not cool.
No, it's not. So later on, the more you do her, she stops saying the really corny things. And, like, I hate it because, like, the first time I did her, she's like, I think I really like you. I'm like, then why the fuck are you fucking me, bitch? Like, what the fuck? I was like, ah, that's not cool.
Yeah.
And then I picked up some hookers and shot them when I was done.
Yes. You gotta like,
hey, baby.
Back.
Bow, chicka, bow, wow. Psst, give me my money.
How many lap dances have you gotten?
I don't know. I've lost count.
<Scout. laughs>
Man, and I go to the titty bar with Roman every night.
We're like, I go to the titty bar pretty much every night with Roman as well. Sometimes I go by myself.
Oh, see, I always go with Roman.
No, sometimes I go by myself. And I find on the times that I go by myself, if Roman calls me, he gets upset that I didn't bring him.
You didn't bring him.
But it's shit like that I really enjoy. Like, the actual linear story.
It adds so much depth to the game.
Oh, it's just so nice that I can kind of roll around. And if I want to do a mission, I can. And if I want to go to the titty bar, I can. And I can get a couple of lap dances from this.
And if you want to go play pool, you can go play pool, dots.
I suck at pool.
I'm really good at pool. I suck at bowling, though.
I'm pretty good at the bowling.
And bowling.
Yeah. But sometimes I let her win.
So
I'm more likely to be able to tap that ass.
What's your intake on Michelle? Because at first,
okay,
you were
that bitch. I'm gonna ruin some shit for some people. I haven't finished the game yet, but as soon as I had the first date with her and we're in the apartment, and he's like, "Wow, your apartment, it looks like very new, like everything in here."
Still has its tags.
Has its tags on it. I'm like, "Oh my god, that bitch is a narc."
Yeah, and then her fucking excuse is like, oh, I'm OCD, so if something's too dirty, I throw it out and buy it.
I'm like, you're a fucking narc.
Because, no, and the only reason why I get all that fuck.
But I'm telling you people, Michelle's a fucking narc. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I know. No, but it's key because, like, you know, like, her whole place is brand new, and like, oh, I like things that are brand new and clean, but if you show up in a nice car, and your clothes are really nice, like, you lose points with her because she likes you when you look dirty and you're wearing low class and you're wearing... I'm like, if you were OCD, I'm like, no. You'd like me when I was in the clean car with nice clothes.
Yeah. So, I was just like, yeah, okay. All right, bitch. You're a fucking narc. I'm gonna bang you now, but I know at some point in time I'm probably gonna have to kill you. I'm not gonna have a problem with it. Because that bitch is a narc.
Man, the one time we're like, you know, when she was like, oh, tell me more. And then, like, you walk on, she's like, that Michelle's a very good listener.
I'm
like,
yeah. She listened to the sound of my ass hitting hers. But I really love the game. And I really enjoy 4 much more than I enjoyed San Andreas and much more than I enjoyed 3, in all honesty. I find that it's been the thing that's been able to pull me away from Rock Band. And we know how addicted to that shit I am.
Yes.
But I like being able to roll around. The story is actually really inviting. I mean, I find myself really feeling bad for Nico. I'm like, as he's going through, I don't know how far you've gotten, but, like, he gets betrayed by some people. And I'm just like, you know, you come to this country, all you want to do is work and get some shit going for you in your life, and then people fuck with you. Like, I literally found myself thinking that and saying that out loud. after 3 hours into the game, and I'm like, shit, I'm really into this game.
I'm in the part where you're talking with Faustin and Dimitri, because I just blew away fucking Vlad.
I'm gonna let you know right now, you've got a choice coming up between Faustin and Dimitri.
Wait, they split? And you have to decide who you're gonna
run. Pretty much split them.
Oops.
Oh, it's because of you?
Yep.
Fuck.
Just so that you know, it's coming.
Oh, fuck, yeah. Like, it's so weird because I have the guide, you know, and I've been following the guide.
Oh, I didn't even get the guide. I
got the guide. And it doesn't spoil anything about, like, Kate or Michelle. So, like, you don't find out until you actually play the game if she's really a narc or not. But I totally think she is. But yeah. Like, they don't tell you much. And, like, I knew I was gonna ice Vlad. Like, I knew it. Because I'm like, he's too much of a dick. And I'm like, every time you meet him, he's always like, hey, yokel. And I'm like, yeah, suck my dick. You know, and then you're just like, then you're like, blam! Let me throw you into the water. And I'm like, oh shit, here it goes. I'm like, now I'm in some trouble. Now I gotta go talk to that boss. And Faustin's a fucked up bastard.
He's sitting there. That's what happens when you sniff cocaine all day long.
Man,
trying to get fucked
sniffs
up.
Coke. You know, you got one of your henchmen who's ready to like saw my arm off. You know, and he's all up in your face, and he's just like, do you think it's good to be shooting my employees? Well, when they're dumbasses, I agree with you. And he shoots the guy with the saw, yeah. And you're like, holy fuck.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, if you haven't played this game, I definitely, definitely say, first of all, it's worth buying. I'm going to say that right flat out.
Yeah, it is.
You get special edition.
I'm not a GTA fan until this game. And, like, I totally can't wait to, like, I'm planning to finish this game. If I can get past fucking Shadow Man.
Shadow's easy.
I can't do it. Like, I walk in there, and I got my semi-automatic, and I take out two of them. Like, the other night, I was playing, right? And I'm like, I follow the dealer. I get to the place. I got my semi out. I'm like, bitch, kick in the door. Take out two of them. And, like, I'm shooting up. And I totally see, like, the red lights
right,
everywhere.
Okay. So as far as that one where you got all the dealers, right? That's the one. Shadow's the one where they come out the back door, right?
No. It's the one where, like, you go to South Bohem, and you're following a dealer back to the place. And like, if you're too close to him, you know, like he'll lock the door and then you don't have the prize. And you go in there and you ice them. You just ice them flat. You know, so I get my semi, I'm ready, I bust in the door, I take it too, and you know, when you drop stuff it flashes red. So like I have the two that are behind the like walkway door, so I'm like, and I can't see in there, so I'm like, I'm like, they're
wait,
all totally
wait, whoa,
down.
Whoa. Shadow's the one where you follow him and the dealer ends up going into the little, into the complex, right?
Yeah, and you go all the way up to the floor, right. And...
So, do you want a hint?
Yeah,
don't
because...
Wait, don't use the semi-automatic.
Okay.
Use the pistol. Go to the armory. To the dude that sells you some weapons, get a Molotov cocktail.
Cocktail, all right.
Okay, that's the you know, the bottle of liquor with the torch.
Yeah, take the whole room.
Take the whole room out. Bust the door up, throw the Molotov in the back, and that'll fry the two guys in the back, so then you can take out the guy in the front.
All right, because I always get two of them down. Like, I get the guy who's,
headshot
like, out in front.
Headshot is more important than anything else, because you can drop a guy with a pistol with a headshot.
Yeah,
well,
that's what happened. Like, I take out the first guy that you see, and then the one of the guys who like hangs out in the doorway.
Also, use the door's cover. But yeah, Molotov cocktail to the back, headshots in the front.
Right.
Boom, you're done.
Because that second guy, you know, like after I'm shooting everybody up, I don't hear anything.
Also,
and I was like, oh, I'm picking up the guns, and that always caps me straight in the head.
Yeah,
and I die. And I'm like,
you should also buy yourself some armor if you haven't.
Yeah, I got like I have like $3,000 of money, and I don't know what to do with it. So
get some honor, get a Molotov cocktail, take the motherfuckers out. Boom, done. So,
all right.
As I was saying, buy this game, whatever platform you're playing it on. You won't be disappointed. If you're the kind of person that's a cheap bastard, rent it.
Whether just you rent play it,
for, it. Just freaking play it because it is one of the most enjoyable adult titles that I've ever seen. It's not rated AO because I think Rockstar...
You don't see any boobies. You don't... Have you seen boobies yet? Because I ain't seen boobies.
No, pasties.
Or Or pussy.
Yeah. And you don't, because they're trying to stay away from an AO rating. They don't want to get fucked over like they were in San Andreas. And I get that, because who wants to have Jack Thompson on their ass? I don't even think his wife wants that. But
I hate how they call sex in this warm coffee. Like, after you do the show and it's like, you completed warm coffee, I'm like, yeah, well, that stuff better be hot the next time I get here. I was pissed. I was ready to see, like, hot coffee. I'm like, what the fuck is warm coffee? Like, I want some fucking hot coffee, bitch.
And I just thought that was such a great joke for them to even just call it that themselves. You're like, yep, all right, you have just done warm coffee. I was like, oh, you fuckers. I want hot coffee. I don't want to put that much steam in it.
Like, the more
that's what I mean. That's what I mean by them having a sense of humor. Because hot coffee was like, everybody was wicked pissy about that. And they're like, you know what? Fuck you. We're going to make a joke about it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's one of the things that I appreciate about GTA overall. And so that's why I expected that in this game, but they go so far with it. Like, literally, when you come off the boat, the only store that you can go to buy clothes, I mean, you look like such a freaking newbie. Like, it's really obvious. Like, even the best combinations of clothes you can come up with at the first, you totally look like, oh my god, I'm not a Russian mob guy. Oh, wait, I am.
The leather coat with the really bad blue or, like, yellow shirt.
And it's like, I can wear track pants, or I can wear a pair of jeans, and I pretty much, I still look like a hitman. Okay, great. But, I mean, it's just...
Oh, or you could wear a Russian hat, or, like, a fuzzy hat, those fuzzy, like, flat hats.
A fez?
And pretty much every time you walk out the store, no matter what you buy... The lady that runs the store is like, oh my god, you look so handsome. And I'm just like,
that's your wife, I say so. Because I like, know. And I'd just love to just shoot her, but you know, you can't.
But anyway, I think it's a great game. Whenever I'm stressed, I turn it on, and I pretty much just start mowing people over. I love the fact that I can run over a pedestrian in front of a cop, and all they'll do is flash the siren at me.
I know. You could kill them and nothing.
Yeah.
But you
if I take my gun and I shoot somebody, oh, they end up popos on me. But I can run them over in front of a cop car and the guy would just like, whoop, and that's it.
I know. I love it.
I love it. This game.
I do too.
I can't give it a 5 because getting the hang of driving sucks a little bit, but I'm going to give it a 4.5.
I know. Esh Mom likes to laugh at me because I take corners like a bitch. And I can't back up very well. Like, I back up and, like, slam into cars or people on the street, like, sidewalk. And she's like, what is wrong with you? I'm like, you know what? Driving is not easy, okay? My fingers cramp, okay?
Okay, I got one more thing. Have you ever driven drunk?
Yes!
That shit is not funny. I didn't know. I thought I was sobered up. Because when you get drunk, the screen starts shaking.
And yeah, so but if you leave it alone, it stops and you think you're all right, but you're not all right.
Well, the thing was, it told me in the destruction, it's like, okay, balance yourself and you'll be fine. So I start swinging the thumbsticks around and I end up falling down and, like, hurting myself. And so finally I get up and, like, the vibration thing is going off in the controller and I start walking around and it starts balancing. So I'm like, okay, fine. So I can finally walk in a straight line and I can grab stuff, so I think I'm okay. Well, I walk out of the damn restaurant, I open the car door, and immediately there's like 50 cops on my ass.
I know!
And I'm like, what the shit is this? So they're trying to drive, because I think I'm okay, and he literally drives like fucking everywhere. And I was in a sports car, so it was even worse, because those things are super, super testy on taking corners. So literally you're shifting like completely 180 degrees as you're driving, because you can see... fucking Nico, like, turning his arms and completely doing 180s with the steering wheels. I'm trying to steer straight. And the cops are on my ass. And for some reason, they now have, like, supercharged vehicles of whatever the shit they're driving.
Because you're drunk.
Because I'm drunk and I think I'm driving, like, 120. But evidently, I'm only going 40 because every cop car around me is, like, smacking my car. And they're like, we will fucking stop you. And I'm like, shit. So I'm trying to get over the bridge, get back and hide. Roman's like, the fuzz, man, the fuzz. And I'm like, shit. I'm like trying to drive. I'm like, what the fuck is this? I'm like, at some point in time, I should be okay to drive. Turns out that until you drop Roman off, you stay drunk. And the cops are on me the entire time. So I finally maybe duck them. They blow out my rear tire, so I'm literally, it's like an LAPD video. I'm rolling on the rim, and it's sparking.
It's like an episode of When They Run.
It's so awful. I'm sparking in the back, which makes it even worse when I'm trying to correct. I finally get Roman dumped off. He's like, cousin, call me again if you want to go drinking. And I'm like, fine. I'm like, fuck, now I gotta outrun the cops. And as soon as the mission little sound goes off that I complete the mission, all of a sudden, no cops on me, and I'm not drunk anymore. And I'm like, what the shit?
Like, snapped your fingers,
like,
and
immediately it's like Genie from I, Dream of Genie came out, like, okay, master, you're no longer inebriated. Ding.
Well, adrenaline will do that to you,
evidently. So I'm like, okay, note to self, do not drive drunk, because that shit was fucked up, because they followed me across the borough. Usually my escape plan is get across the bridge, because that's plenty of space, they won't follow you anymore. No, these fuckers followed me all the way to Roman's, and then I finally jumped Roman off. And they're like, I guess you're not drunk anymore. Yeah. I fucking love this game. Buy it, buy it, buy it, buy it. And maybe next week I'll talk about multiplayer. Because it does exist. It's back, people. It's back. Multiplayer's back.
Thank yeah, this one's been fun. This one's been a lot of fun.
Yeah,
I know. I've enjoyed this
even
one.
Though, even though I really have no idea. I like, the second half of it, I was, like, really quiet. Because I really don't know much about GTA 4.
It's awesome. You should come to my house and watch me play it. Not right now.
That'll bring back memories.
You
because
should totally come over to my house and watch me play video games.
That actually could be kind of fun.
Depending on the game, yes. Yes, yeah, it can.
You can play here. Cap some bitches. Here's the gun.
Cap some bitches. Huzzah!
No, because GTA, the original, I used to watch my brothers play more than I ever played.
Mm-hmm. Well, because it's one of those games. I mean, you know, when done really well, if a game has a great story and has great dynamics, it's as fun to watch as it is to play.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know, like, I think in the other games, like, you start off as, like, a criminal. And, like, with Nico, you know, he actually just comes over because he's actually on a revenge trip. Like, he's here because he wants to dole out some harshness to some guy who, like, betrayed him back in the past. So he just dabbles in some, you know, illegal stuff to get to that guy. Yeah. I don't know if it makes it there, but, like, there's more of a story than you just being, like, a random black guy. And if you do quotes, you can get, like, planes and shit. Like, it's a little bit more than that.
Just a little bit. But in any event, if you've had fun listening to this show, you should listen to other ESH podcasts by visiting us on the web, www.electricsisterhood.com, or the short address.
Magic.
ESH.mobi. That's ESH.mobi.
Might as well finish what you start, bitch.
The short address will bounce you to the long one, so if you're a little inebriated or you can't remember Electric Sisterhood, you can type in esh.mobi and be bounced to ourself. Read our posts, comment on things, use the hit us up link, and drop us a line. Let us know what you think, your takes on GTA or any of the other things that we talk about here, or even suggest a topic for us, and we may get back to you directly or write about it on the website or even talk about it here on the podcast. You could win free stuff as well. Just like in the partnership that we did with All Games Radio Network, which we're a part of, so you can catch our shows on Monday nights at 9 p.m. on the All Games Radio Network feed, or listen to other shows at All Games, like Super Happy Fun Time Show.
Super Happy Fun Time Show!
Which comes on before us, or Evil Avatar, Fantastic Forum, or even All Games Interactive. It's a great community. There are great shows. We're going to appear on a couple of them at some point in time. They're going to appear on
all of us. Yeah. We'll bring them cookies and some warm coffee. But I'm bummed.
Fuck warm coffee. Or
I know. Bitch, better bring Starbucks next time.
I'm just saying, that's some good shit. Cinnamon dolce latte, extra sweet, people. If you don't know about it, you better ask somebody.
I'm a vanilla chai fan.
No, not so big on the chai.
I'm a caramel macchiato.
I knew you were a caramel. You know, even without knowing that you were a caramel macchiato, I knew you were a caramel macchiato.
Yeah, that's pretty predictable.
I mean,
oh, God.
I can't help it. It's so good.
So with that, podcast is toast. What do you do?
Yeah, it's toast.
Say that like four times now.
It is toast. It is toast. This time I've actually, like, it popped up out of the toaster. It's done. What are you doing with it?
It's cinders at this point.
I am going to load it into my gun and shoot some police with it. And then watch them one-shot me in the face.
Ouch. Harsh.
What about you guys?
I haven't decided. Because, see, I have DVDs 3 and 4 of Glass Fleet that somebody loaned me, which is good. I'll have to review that eventually. I finally, you know how I'm almost always promising I'm going to watch Smallville?
Yes.
I finally got Season 1, Disc 1 from Netflix. And there's a bunch of stuff in Photoshop that I want to do. So, I haven't decided.
Maybe I'll Photoshop some animals.
I'll multitask. I'll do it all at once.
I see. Me, I'm going to take my toast. I'm going to make myself a BLT. And I'm going to commence to whooping some more ass and seeing some more hoes in the
gym. Me too!
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, I'm Ninja Sista.
I'm Pandalicious.
And I'm Magic Mystic.
We are out, people.
Bye.
Out.
So, I guess we're going to have to call this podcast toast, especially since we've talked about the fucked up anime piercing shit with the chain in the hoo-ha and getting lap dances in the Grand Theft Auto.
Yep, I think we've covered everything.
I think we pretty much
under 18 shouldn't hear about.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Panda, would you agree? And that's what I was afraid of.
She's dead.
Panda! Wake up! Can you hear me? I've been talk. No, I can't hear you. You haven't been talk.
Is she chatting you?
Yes. She says, yes, I have. I say, no, you have not. No, I have not heard from you for about the last 4 minutes.
Yeah, what was the last thing you heard her say?
You may want to check your mic. I know you've been talking. I have no been hearing you, and neither has
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
I can hear you now.
God damn it, this fucking mute.
You muted yourself.
As you're sitting there talking about the drama, I'm like, yes, I have the talking car, and you're talking like, over me. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, does my opinion not matter anymore?
No, you muted yourself.
Fuck!
Yep.
How do you accidentally mute yourself? I can understand there being like a computer malfunction or something and your mic is screwing up.
The headset I have, the Razer on it that I have, like it has like one of those little clip things that I put on my thing, but like there's this little button and like it's very little. So like I'll sit there and I'm there talking, like, why isn't my thing moving? Why are they ignoring me?
And you should have known right then and there when your thing wasn't moving that you'd muted yourself somehow.
I was like,
especially
if
it's something you do often.
I was like talking about the funniest thing about the driving, and you didn't even hear anything.
No, didn't hear it.
Okay, here's a question for you. How long did you keep talking before you realized we weren't listening?
Yeah. Because I asked if you'd ever driven drunk.
And I said yes. And then I said yes. And then you went on to continue about what happened. I'm like,
that's
the
last thing I remember you hearing. And I was waiting for your feedback. And I thought, oh, maybe she just doesn't have anything to say.
No, I had lots to say. I feel very defeated right now. Fucking mute button.
Well, I guess it's time to end the show.
Yeah.
All right.
Fuck.
I think that's a sign. Yep.